Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Vrindavan Vihare, Radha Vrindavan Vihare, Radha Vrindavan Vihare, Radhe. ಕ್ಷೋಂಗುಷ್ಟಾತ್ ಸ್ವಯಂಭುವಃ ವೈಷ್ಣವೀಸ್ ಉತ್ಸಂಗಾತ್ ಬೈ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸೆಂಡೆಂಟಲ್ ಡೆಲಿಬರೇಷನ್ ನಾರದ ಮಹಾಮುನಿ ನಾರದ ಜಜ್ಞೆ ವಾಸ್ ಜನರೇಟೆಡ್ ದಕ್ಷ ದಕ್ಷ ಅಂಗುಷ್ಟಾತ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ತಮ್ ಸ್ವಯಂಭುವ ಆಫ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಪ್ರಾಣಾತ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಲೈಫ್ ಏರ್ ಆರ್ ಬ್ರೀದಿಂಗ್ ವಸಿಷ್ಠ ವಸಿಷ್ಠ ಸಂಜಾತ ವಾಸ್ ಬಾರ್ನ್ ಭೃಗು ದ ಸೇಜ್ ಭೃಗು ತ್ವಚಿ from the touch karat from the hand kratuhu the sage kratu translation purport by his divine grace as bhaktivedanta swami prabhupada chala prabhupada ki narada was born from the deliberation of brahma which is the best part of his body vasishta was born from his breathing daksha from a tam bhrugu from his touch and kratu from his hand Purport. Narada was born from the best deliberation of Brahma because Narada was able to deliver the Supreme Lord to anyone he liked. The Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be realized by any amount of Vedic knowledge or by any number of penances. But a pure devotee of the Lord, like Narada, can deliver the Supreme Lord by his goodwill. The very name Narada suggests that he can deliver the Supreme Lord. Nara means the Supreme Lord and Da means one who can deliver. That he can deliver the Supreme Lord does not mean that Lord is like a commodity that can be delivered to any person. But Narada can deliver to anyone the transcendental loving service of the Lord as a servitor, friend, parent or lover, as one may desire out of one's own transcendental love for the Lord. In other words, it is Narada only who can deliver the path of Bhakti Yoga, the highest mystic means for attainment of the Supreme Lord. Om Ajnana Dimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuhu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ ಕದಾ ಮಹ್ಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರೋ ಶ್ರೀಯುತಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರೂನ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ್ಚ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗ್ರಜಾತಂ ಸಹಗಣರಘುನಾಥಾನ್ವಿತಂ ತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಅವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನಾಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಚೈತನ್ಯದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾಕೃಷ್ಣಪಾದಾನ್ ಸಹಗಣಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಾಂಶ್ಚ ನಮಃ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪೃಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನೆ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಾರಸ್ವತೇ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೇ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶ ತಾರಿಣೆ ನಮೋ ಮಹಾವದನ್ಯಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪ್ರದಾಯತೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ನಾಮ್ನೇ ಗೌರತ್ವಿಷೇ ನಮಃ ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ ದೀನಬಂಧೋ ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾ ಕಾಂತ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗಿ ರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರೀ ವೃಷವಾನೋ ಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೇ ವಾಂಚಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯ ಏವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀಯದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ best of the children of Brahma is taking birth now, which is Narada, as Prabhupada says here. So many others were born before, but amongst all of them, Narada is considered the best, because elsewhere, I don't remember, some other purport Prabhupada says, Marichi and other sages, they were all in charge of Karmakanda, sacrifices and all. Chatush Kumaras, they are in charge for the Sankhya, Jnana Yoga. They all cannot very easily approach the Supreme Lord, Prabhupada says. Although they are also in line with Supreme Lord, in line with the Vedic literature. Still, their activities cannot touch the heart of the Lord. As much as, who's? Narada's. Yeah. So Narada is born from the deliberation of Brahma. And especially, Brahma is giving birth to Narada for a reason. None of the yogas like Karma Yoga, or Jnana Yoga, or Ashtanga Yoga, any of the yogas, they don't have a independent locus standi. They cannot, they have no stability without, you know, getting a small mixture of bhakti in their own paths. Otherwise, they have no substance only. In and of themselves, they cannot, you know, offer them liberation, offer them elevation. That is why we have, you know, karma mishrit bhakti or bhakti mishrit karma. Similarly, jnana also and yoga also. Whereas, although they mix bhakti with their processes to attain elevation, bhakti doesn't need any other processes for offering one the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. Bhakti is completely independent path. And that is why Narada, who is born from the deliberations of Brahma, is considered the best of the children here. Because he is coming to offer the path of pure devotional service. So, Narada, he is saying. So, one who offers Narayana to the other jivas is called as Narada. This reminds me of that famous song. Krishna se tomar, Krishna dite paro, tomara shakati ache. Homi to kangal, Krishna Krishna bali, dhaitava pache pache. Ohe Vaishnava takura, doyara sagara, edase karuna kori. So there he says same thing. Krishna se tomar, Krishna dite par. Krishna is yours and you have the ability to deliver Krishna to anyone whom you like. Here Prabhupada says, Krishna is not a commodity to be delivered to somebody. Of course you can, somebody can deliver a Shaligram Shila to somebody, or somebody can deliver a deity of Krishna to somebody also. Like, you know, one Swami was carrying one small box of, you know, this much size only, small box, beautiful, you know, Krishna inside with playing on his flute and smiling face, such attractive, very expressive deity, you know, very small size. So when he opened the box and showed me, I was so thrilled to see that. Then I offered obeisances. So he was telling, see, Krishna is unlimited. Millions of universes are coming from one of his kala forms, Amshamsha. From his Amshamsha, millions of universes are coming. But if he wishes, he can agree to contract himself to fit within the small box. Out of his own mercy upon the devotees, he can fit himself. You might have heard this famous verse. Tate vamanam drishtva punar janmana vidyate. Like that, there is one verse quoted for Jagannath, Lord Jagannath. Rate vamanam drishtva. If you see the Supreme Lord inside the Rath, who is Jagannath, punar janmana vidyate, you will never be born again. You will go back home, back to Godhead. So I asked Bhadracharya Prabhu in Mayapur, why they say vamanam instead of Jagannath, they are saying vaman. He said, that name has a significance, he said. He said, Vamana came like a small dwarf Brahmana. And then when given an opportunity, he expanded himself into Trivikrama. He occupied the whole universe. And in three steps, he measured the whole universe, and he wanted a place to put the third step also. So, he is a small lord who expanded so big. So, if he can expand so big, he can also contract himself also. Isn't it? That's why it's called the Rathe Vamanandrishwa, it is said. So, why he has to contract, he was giving explanation. If one were to make a chariot for the Lord, one will have to make the chariot of universe size, which is not within our capacity. So we make whatever size we can, and then we beg the Lord, please kindly fit yourself into it. And he can fit himself. If he is pleased with our offering, he may fit himself like that. Similarly, here also Prabhupada says that, yes, Narada has the capability to give Narayana to anyone, provided the seeker also has a quality of consciousness with which they seek Lord Narayana, then Narayana can be delivered. This was illustrated by Srila Prabhupada in one of the incidents when he went to South India. There was one Chief Justice, Veerasamy or somebody. That fellow was drinking coffee tea also. In South India, people cannot give up coffee tea very easily. Unless they come into ISKCON very seriously. So he was like a semi-devotee, coming up devotee. But he was very enthusiastic to welcome Prabhupada into his home and offer him opportunity to preach and everything. So he was a very stinking rich man. So when Prabhupada and his disciples were sitting, he went inside and opened the bureau and he brought one beautiful silver Krishna murti and came and delivered it in the hand of Prabhupada. And Prabhupada saw it was pretty heavy and also very costly. Must be costing several lakhs. Probably 10-20 lakhs probably. This size. So all the disciples also watched it. And Prabhupada was having it in his hand. And seeing that the small little child Saraswati came running. And she wanted to have that also. So she took it and took that Krishna here, there and keeping Krishna and playing. Some devotees were a little worried that if she takes it outside, some thieves may steal it. It's a very costly thing. So they tried to take it away from her, but she was not happy. She was like sort of adamant. So somehow devotees snatched it from her and moved it from one hand to another. At last it came to the hand of Prabhupada. So Prabhupada was having the Krishna. And Saraswati was asking everybody, show me your hand, show me your hand, show him everybody. And she couldn't find who was having, and there were tears welling up in her eyes. And then one devotee, intelligent devotee, asked the question, Saraswati, who has Krishna? He asked. And that was like a lightning question for her. Because one person, everybody knows, the one person who has Krishna always with him is Sri Prabhupada. So immediately she turned towards Prabhupada and ran to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, do you have Krishna? And Prabhupada was hiding Krishna behind. And she was shaking Prabhupada's hand. Then Prabhupada took out and gave it to her like this. Then she picked it up, Prabhupada, and joyfully went and played with Krishna after that. So His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj in his book, Watering the Seed, he says that Prabhupada taught two lessons through this beautiful episode. One lesson is, unless we cry for Krishna, we will not get him. Actually, we cry for so many things in this world. But only one who cries for Krishna will get him. That means one who is most desperate for Krishna only will get him. Generally, in the neophyte stage, everybody always wonders that why I am doing so much and still there is no reciprocation coming from Krishna. This question comes in early stages actually. In advanced stages, this question doesn't come. Because in advanced stages, a devotee considers oneself very unfortunate and not having sufficient bhav. But then Krishna reciprocates without even being demanded. Like we say, Nayanam Galadashu Dharaya Vadanam Gadgada Ruddhaya Gira Pulakai Nichitam Vapu Kada. That Kada should be asked in a humble mood, not in a demanding mood. He is not asking. Pulakai nichitam vapu kada, where is that? He is not asking. He is asking, Pulakai nichitam vapu kada. When will, my dear Lord, when will you be pleased with me? What more should I do for you? That is the mood. So there is also a mood to this verse also. In the neophyte stage, there is a tremendous demand and expectation. And the Lord also doesn't reciprocate very easily. But you might have heard the story of a man. He was a Shishya who asked the Guru, "What is this? I am doing so much penance under the tree in the jungle. You know, I heard that if somebody performs severe penance, at least Indra will send some apsaras. For me, apsaras also not coming. God coming is a faraway thing. So when will God come? When will He give me His darshan?" And the Guru was a very sober sage. He thought, "My Shishya is too passionate. He wants results very quickly." He said, "You come with me, I will show you God." So he took him to the river. Every day they used to go for a bath. When both of them entered the river, the Guru caught hold of his neck and dunked him underwater. And after a couple of minutes, the Shishya, with great difficulty, had to pull himself out. And he was breathing very heavily. And he asked the Guruji, "Were you determined to kill me today?" And Guru said, "When you were under the water, what was the thing you needed the most?" he asked. And he said, "I wanted a puff of air." "What else you wanted?" "You wanted anything else?" "Wanted puff of rice?" "Or only puff of air?" He said, "Nothing else. I wanted just a puff of air, that's all." He said, "When you want Krishna like this, then Krishna will come." He said, "When you want Krishna the most, then Krishna will come." So, in the same manner, in our life also, we want Krishna also, we want many other things also. But as Saraswati had tears in her eyes, Srila Prabhupada wanted to teach others that if you want Krishna the most like this child, then you will get Krishna. So, the person who is receiving Narayana also requires a qualification. Another lesson Prabhupada wanted to teach the devotees was this, that Krishna can be delivered only by a pure devotee. Nobody else can easily deliver Krishna. So here Narada is a pure devotee of the Lord who is delivering Krishna to so many souls. He is a guru of so many souls. And also one of the reasons Prabhupada says Narada is best is because Narada was also aware of the other parts. Like for example, when Narada went to Dwaraka, he saw Krishna in different palaces doing different activities. Like in one palace, Krishna was riding on a horse, practicing horse riding. Another palace he went, Krishna was, you know, playing sword fighting. Another palace he saw Krishna was sitting in a jhula with a queen and they both were swinging. In another palace he saw Krishna was playing shatranji with Rukmini. He saw like that. And every palace he went, Krishna would get up. Although he was a king, you know, decorated very gorgeously with mukut and jewelry and everything, he would get up and folded palms, come to greet Narada and offer him obeisances. He would tell him that, you know, "Oh great sage, welcome, welcome. Your holy feet has come and sanctified my, you know, sabha, my palace. Please come in." And he would make him sit and wash his feet and worship him and all. Amazingly, when he would go to the second palace, again he would say the same thing. "Oh sage, welcome, welcome, you have come to my palace." Narada was wondering. And in this way, he went to 16,108 palaces. And then in the last palace when he went, the Lord Krishna told, "Oh Narada, don't be astonished by my activities. I am the propounder of religious principles. I am the enforcer of religious principles. I am the practitioner of religious principles. I do all the three. I write down the religious laws and I myself follow it and I enforce it on all the living entities also. So I am setting an example for all those who are householders to set an example like this." And then Narada told him, "My dear Lord, your Leela is so nectarian. Now I wish to go all around the world and broadcast your glories. This is the most wonderful scene for me to see," he said. The same Narada also saw Saubari Muni expanding into 8 forms. And he was least bothered about it. So it's not that Narada is only a devotee. He is also a Muni. He is a philosophical speculator. there is a mental speculator, there is philosophical speculator. Nadamuni is a philosophical speculator, which means all his philosophical analysis, just like he is doing with Haryashva Shavalasvas, he is talking a very complex type of analogies he is giving for Haryashva Shavalasvas, Haryashvas, the first 10,000 sons of Daksha who came. Narada, similarly Puranjana Upakhyan, you can see how Narada speaks. He is very intelligent, but his intelligence always brings him to the conclusion that one should Vasudeva Sarvamiti, one should take shelter of Krishna. That's why he is a Narada Muni. He is a Sthita Dhir Muni. Actually, there are many Munis in this world who try to understand the absolute truth, but they won't accept the path of devotion very easily. It's like they want circuitous route to accept, like this. But Prabhupada says, you know, speculation is good enough if it brings one to the point of Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Like that. Narada Muni is such a Siddhadhir Muni who is distributing Krishna to everybody after having observed all the different paths and after observing all kinds of people. That is the reason you will see, it's not that Narada delivers only Narayana to everybody. He can deliver Shiva also to somebody like Bhasmasura. When Bhasmasura asked Narada that, Narada saw that he is a very passionate person. He wants to, Bhasmasura actually wanted Uma for his enjoyment. So when he met Narada Muni, he asked, I want to do some kathor tapasya. Whom should I approach? He said, you approach Shiva. You will find it in Krishna book. Prabhupada says that. So, he actually wanted him to learn a good lesson from Shiva. And then of course in that pastime Lord Vishnu also comes who finished Bhasmasura. You will see that. So, one cannot get Narayana without having a proper disposition, like that Prabhupada says here, to such a person then Narada can deliver. And you will find Narada delivering Narayana in different ways. Like for Dhruva Maharaj, he offered a challenge. And for Prachina Parishad, he told a long-wounded allegorical story through which he brought him to his senses. You find like that. And for Prahlad, he preached to him even when he was in the womb. And for Mrigari, he showed a vision of how, all the animals would attack him back, just like he showed to Prachina Parishad also. So sometimes Narada would show a vision. Similarly for Chitraketu, Narada brought the sun back to life and made him speak the philosophy of Atma, Atma Bodh. Made him speak like that. So Narada uses different preaching techniques for different people. Like we say, what are the different folks? Different shloks for different folks. So Narada also uses different techniques according to Deshkala Patra, what would be fit for the person. So that the message he wishes to give will be effectively conveyed. He packages and gives it in a very intelligent way. That is why in our Pune new temple, Radha Vandavan Chandra Mandir, we had the 12 Mahajans. So the 12, actually, when both the GBCs asked me, something special should be there in your temple, what do you want to have? First, I had told him Dashavatar. Then they both actually said the same thing. I individually met them. Individually, they said Dashavatar many temples have in India. Dashavatar is very popular in India. So anything else very unique to our parampara. So I was going through sixth canto. Suddenly my eyes fell in that particular verse. Dvadashayete vijanimo dharman bhagavatan bataha guhyam vishuddham durbodham yajnatva amritam ashnute. This verse comes after the swayambhu narada shambhu kumara kapilomano. So immediately next day I came to Bombay and met Maharaj and told him, Maharaj, what about Dvadasha Mahajan? He said, super wonderful idea, brilliant. And he said, This is not an ordinary idea, it's a very special idea, he said. Why? Because we are followers of Mahajanas. He said, when I asked Gopakrishna Maharaj, he was also very happy. He said, in many places we don't have Mahajans. And then he asked me, how are you going to get Mahajan, all the Mahajan pictures? Even in Prabhupada books also, we don't have all of them. Like Swayambhava Manu, we don't have. Swayambhava Manu going with his daughter to meet Kardama. So some of our devotees, based on Prabhupada's description, they made some of them also. So when we made all the Mahajanas, we wanted to put them in a particular place, you know, in the top, all 12 of them. So this one, Radhanath Maharaj said that you should put Narada right above Prabhupada, he said. Why? Because Narada is, you know, Narada Muni is a preacher, Parivrajakacharya, and Prabhupada is a jet age Narada Muni, he said. Jet age Narada Muni, Prabhupada. He said, you know, Prabhupada also is very innovative in his preaching, and he knows exactly how to present Krishna consciousness according to Deshkalapatra. So you should put, because Prabhupada is following in footsteps of Narada, you should put Prabhupada right below Narada, he said. So in this way you will see that Narada preaching differently, but ultimately Narada gives the Shuddha Bhakti, like this verse you can see from the Narada Bhakti Sutra. In the beginning he says, Atato, Atato Bhaktim Vyakyasyamaha. Now I will tell you what Bhakti is. And then he says, Satu Asmin Parama Prema Swarupa. Bhakti is endowed with pure love. It's the language of Bhakti is love. Unlike the other paths, you will find, beginning from the path of karmis up to the path of jnanis who want to merge in Brahman, the propensity for sense gratification extends up to merging in Brahman. Merging in Brahman is also included in that. Because Prabhupada says the karmis want to enjoy this world, jnanis are frustrated with this world, so they want to enjoy Brahma Jyoti. So that is also desire for enjoying only. And the siddhas want to get siddhis and enjoy like that. So the only category of people who don't want any sense gratification for themselves are the bhaktas only. The bhaktas actually want to offer pleasure to Krishna senses, and unlike the other categories. That's why he says, if you find in our Vedic literatures, the Upanishads give a hazy picture of the absolute truth. You know, just like seeing a mountain from a distance. But even in the Upanishad, sometimes you find, you know, like he says, please kindly, tattvam pushan napavranu satya dharmaya drishtaye. Let me see your beautiful form, my Lord. Please remove the effulgence. Now, why the effulgence? Lord shows the effulgence. Those who don't strike a personal relationship with him, the Lord only shows his effulgence to them. Because he keeps them, just like he says, Atma Ramaya Shantaya. For those who want to be Atma Ramas, Lord also is Shant. He just keeps them in Brahma Jyoti, you relax there. You relax there, I'll relax in spiritual world. Because you are not interested in reciprocating any love with me. He keeps them in the Brahma Jyoti only. But those who go beyond that to the platform of love, for them the Lord is willing to reciprocate. So in one very big assembly, I asked the question, how many of you want peace? Everybody raised hand. So how many of you want love? Then many raised hand also. And I asked, which is superior, love or peace? So almost there was equal vote for both. Many wanted peace also. Why people want peace so much? Because they are so frustrated. The path of jnana is such that, you know, janma mrtyu jara vyadi, people get so much pain in this, you know, when they get a relief, that itself is a big joy for many people. Just like you call somebody and pinch him all over the body, and he's screaming, then you tell him, go and sit there, now I will not pinch you anymore. That is Brahma Jyoti. No more cycle of birth and death, you know. It's like that. Whereas, you know, bhakti means not zero zero, but positive axis. You call somebody and say, take this gulab jamun. That is positive. You give happiness. Bhakti, that's why he says that, you know, Sattva Asmin Parama Prema Swarupa. And then he says, Amrita Swarupa Cha. And it is immortal. Bhakti is immortal. There is no falling down in the path of bhakti. Once you return back to Godhead, you are there forever, eternally serving the Lord. Unless you are sent on duty to the material world, like Prabhupada was sent, you know. Otherwise, you are there with Krishna always. Then he says, Yam labdva puman siddho bhavati, amrito bhavati, trito bhavati, he says. Yam labdva, having obtained bhakti, a person, he becomes completely perfect, he says. Amrito bhavati, he becomes immortal. And trito bhavati, he becomes completely satisfied, he says. Actually, like we say, Krishna bhakta nishkama, ateva shanta. See, the satisfaction cannot come even in the platform of goodness also. Why? Because in goodness, sometimes one slips to rajaguna. Rajasattvam tamascheva tamasattvam rajasattva. Like that, there is one verse which says, there is always a possibility of slipping. So in one purport, Prabhupada says, if you have to remain in goodness, to maintain the status quo, one has to aim at pure goodness. Then only one can keep in goodness. Just like one starter said, if you aim at the sky, you will land on the treetop, he said. If you aim at the treetop, you will be at least on the ground. If you aim at the ground, you will be buried, he said. Isn't it? So, similarly, we aim at Shuddha Sattva, we can at least remain in Sattva. And what is the meaning of aiming at Shuddha Sattva? Shuddha Sattva aiming means the not only understanding that Lord has a form, you know. If you see our literatures, even Bhakti literatures, many places there is a lot of description about the form in the form of the Lord in a very silent mode, without much activity also. Like for example, the description of the 400 form of the Lord, which is Mukut and Kundal and his beautiful form, which is meditated upon by the yogis. This description you will find in Vishnu Purana, Padma Purana and Bhagavatam, and many places also you will find. So the name of the Lord, the form of the Lord, and subsequently the Leela of the Lord, activities. As the devotee matures in getting access to this, the Leelas of the Lord are so enchanting to the heart of the devotee. A devotee's complete Swarupa becomes now unfolded and developed, fully developed. Like Prabhupada said to Jananivas Prabhu was telling that our right now our Atma is like a egg shaped. You know, it is like a glowing egg, effulgent egg. It's like that only now. When the soul is not acting at all, when the three modes are conducting us, that time the Atma is like a egg only. Because Prakriti Kremanani. Everybody, that is why the Atma is sometimes compared to commodities like gold in Chitraketu section. You know, gold is transferred from one pocket to another. Why? Because the soul is not active. Who is active? Modes are active. Modes are only making everybody active here and there. But the moment one connects with the devotee of the Lord and starts performing Navaveda Bhakti, then gradually the Atma starts unfolding. Then the limbs of the soul, then the senses of the soul become active, because Rishikena, Rishikesha Sevanam, and one is doing that. Like we are offering worship to the Lord, we are offering obeisances to the Lord, we are hearing the pastimes of the Lord. Then the full form of the Swarupa of the devotee starts gradually developing, not developing, unfolding we can say. It's like a person who was sleeping in a blanket slowly comes out. He gets up from the blanket, the full form comes out. Otherwise one is hiding inside. So, in this way, that is how the Swarupa Pranali, the entire Swarupa with all the details are revealed to the devotee in Raga stage, the Raga Bhakti stage. So, for that, one has to hear the beautiful, sweet pastimes of the Lord, by hearing which, one's attraction for the Lord, attention on the Lord, and attachment to the Lord, and affection for the Lord will develop. There are five A's we say now. So the attraction, attention, affection, attachment, these things will develop gradually by hearing the pastimes of the Lord which he performs, which are many times human-like. He performs human-like, sometimes superhuman also, both he does. So we will be more attracted to superhuman pastimes in the beginning, Aishwarya pastimes, and then human-like pastimes, which are Madhurya pastimes. Both will be attracted. And anyone whose heart becomes captivated by this pastimes of the Lord, very soon they will become eligible for personalities like Narada to award them the bhakti. And then And the result is what? The more one becomes attracted to Lord and his pastimes, the three modes lose their grip on them gradually. The three modes can have grip on us to the degree we identify with the gross body and subtle body. To the degree we identify with the soul and super soul connection, relationship, the modes will lose their grip. Now, I will say a couple of pastimes in relation to Narada and I will conclude. You know, once Narada went to Dwaraka, when Krishna was Rukmini Satyavama Abhyam Sahitam Krishna Mashriya Visera, Krishna was standing between both Rukmini on one side and Satyavama on the other side. So Narada went and gave a beautiful Parijata flower to Krishna. And the Lord looked at the flower and said, Narada, I have two queens with me. You are giving me one? Huh? What is the meaning? Whom should I give it to? Narada said, that is your problem, not my problem. My duty is to give you. Now you have to find out whom to give. Whoever is sufficiently qualified, you give them. And then Krishna thought, he has put me in a troublesome situation. You see, Narada is such a high-class devotee that he can assess the Lord by creating situations which will delight the Lord and delight the devotees with such spiritual exchanges and emotions. And creating such kind of pastimes are possible for Narada. It's possible for him. Even Lord is amazed by Narada's behavior, that what plans Narada has in his mind, even Lord doesn't know many times. Of course, Lord knows everything in one sense. But Narada is such a devotee who amazes the Lord also. Even Leela Shakti is like that. Leela Shakti, many times she designs a plan to even apparently defeat the Lord out of love. Like when Rukmini was doing Chamar once, you know, suddenly when Krishna spoke something, she fell on the ground unconscious. And even Lord was stunned by seeing that. So Leela Shakti can stun the Lord also. And that is Lord's Bhushanam. That's a decoration of the Lord that he agrees to be defeated in this way. So Lord also keeps the wonderment, and devotees also have wonderment, and the exchanges thicken their relationship. The relationship becomes more purer, more tighter, more thicker. So, in this way, Narada sometimes would instigate varieties of pastimes. So, Lord gave it to Rukmini, and Satyabhama asked, what about me? You are giving it to her, you have ignored me, probably you like her more than me. Lord said, I have given her one flower, I will give you a whole tree. Why only one flower for you? You can get a tree where you can get unlimited flowers. And Lord had promised her. So, you all know later on, when Lord went to return the Aditi's kundal and Varuna's umbrella, when he went to the heaven, he took Satyabhama also. But Lord has always a great meaning why he does what he does. Why he took Satyabhama? Because Bhaumasura is a son of Bhumi, and Bhumi is the expansion of Satyabhama. So Lord wanted to take Satyabhama with him in the Garuda, so that when the war between Dwarkadish Krishna and Bhaumasura would take place, the situation would become so intense, at one point Satyabhama will tell him that, now you kill this fellow now. So he wanted it to come from her mouth. That is why he took her. Because otherwise, Bhumi is her expansion. She will say, how can you kill your own son? So that is why Satyabhama was also taken. At the same time, he had another purpose to taking her, which is to give her the Parijata tree. He plucked the Parijata from heavenly planets and gave it to her. So, and then Indra, inspired by Sachi and others, was chasing after the Lord. That's another pastime. How? So in this way, for these elaborate pastimes to take place, Narada paved the way. You will see that. So, Narada does many such pastimes. One time, Narada, when he went to Vrindavan, he saw Srimati Radharani was decorating herself, dressing and decorating herself. So, Narada arrived there. And immediately she paid attention to him. She offered him obeisances and offered him prasad and everything. So one time it was noticed by Krishna that Radharani is serving Narada Muni. Then Krishna called Radharani privately and told her, take care. This Narada is a very dangerous personality. Quote unquote. So you can serve him, but you are faithfully serving him. He will do some trick which can make you cry also, you should take care. Krishna had told. Even Krishna used to fear Narada Muni. Whenever Narada Muni would come, what is he going to do next? He doesn't know. So another day, when Radharani was decorating herself like this, Narada Muni arrived and he asked her, it seems you are preparing to go somewhere. She said, yes, yes, in the beautiful garden. Now all the gopis have arranged a very nice jhula for me and Krishna to swing. We all are going to have a great time now. I am preparing for that. Narada said, okay, very nice. And then he went there. And there he saw Krishna was sitting in the jhula and all the gopis were decorating the jhula with flowers and everything. And the whole garden was very beautiful. And then Narada told Krishna that, my dear Lord, you remember long before you wanted to offer me a boon. And I didn't take it at that time. I had told you that I will take it at a later time. And Krishna said, yes, yes, yes. So that boon I want right now, he said. What boon do you want? He said, my heart is longing to see you swinging with Lalita in the swing. Can you please do that? And the Lord said, no, very soon Radharani is going to arrive. He said, no, Radharani will take time. And in the meantime, you can show us darshan of you and Lalita and swinging in the swing. Then Krishna called Lalita and Lalita was hesitating. She said, this beautiful flower bed is made for you and Radharani to sit in the jhula. It's not meant for any of us to sit. But Krishna insisted, you see, Narada is asking, how can we say no, you should come. And he made Lalita sit and they both were singing. And all the gopis were singing and they both were swinging. In the meantime, Narada was missing. Narada went at Radharani and said, he said, Radhaji, you are decorating yourself very nicely to go there, but do you know what's happening there? She asked, what's happening? You yourself go and see. Already the program has started. Already Lalita and Krishna are swinging together in the jhula. Radharani said, really? She asked. And Radharani came out and went and she saw Krishna swinging. She took about turn and went back. And then Krishna was wondering, half an hour, 1 hour, 2 hours, time gone, why Radhaji has not come? So then Krishna told the gopis, I'll personally go and check. Then when Krishna came, Radharani was in tears. And Krishna shook her and said, what happened? What happened? Please tell me. She said, you know, you don't need me anymore. You don't want me. She said. He said, who told you? I don't need you. Thanks to Narada who gave me this information. He said, I have already told you, you never associate with this fellow. You know. And Krishna had to fall at her feet. Like Jayadeva Goswami says, you know, Smargarasi Kandanam Mamacharasi Mandanam Dehi Pallava Mudaram. You must have seen that picture of Krishna falling at Radharani's feet, welling up tears in his eyes. So he begged Radharani forgiveness. And then Radharani quickly forgave him. And then Krishna wiped her tears. And Radharani was again smiling. Krishna said, please come. Now all the gopis are waiting. Long time has passed, you come. So Radharani's eyes were glistening and there was a smile on her face and there was a smile on Krishna's face and Narada Muni hiding behind a bush was taking this beautiful darshan of both of them. So in this way Narada sometimes would create pastimes. You see, otherwise there is no extra sweetness. Even sometimes in a home when husband and wife have a little tussle and the sweet exchanges that happen after the tussle are more sweeter than the normal sweetness. Just like, for example, sometimes you're eating khichdi. Khichdi is like, Rukmini is like khichdi only. But Satyabhama is like chatpat, that achar. You know? So because of that achar, khichdi becomes more attractive, isn't it? Similarly, in large pastimes also, when Radharani goes into Maan, you know, when Radharani goes to Maan, that is very attractive. You know, because all the gopis have to pacify her, Krishna has to pacify her, and the whole mood becomes surcharged with lot of opportunities for service. So these kind of things are created by Narada Muni. You will see. This is the platform of Narada Muni. So Narada Muni was gifted. I'll conclude with a beautiful verse. See, Narada himself says to Vyas, Antar bahishcha lokan strin पर्ये मि अकं अकस अकस्कंदितव्रतः अनुग्रहान् महाविष्णोर अविगात गतिक्वचित. He's telling, my dear Vyasa, he says that antar bahishta lokanstrin, I travel to all the planets, upper planet, lower planets, adhaloka, urdu loka, the madhya loka also. And outside the Brahmandas also, I go to Vaikunthas also. Antar bahishta lokanstrin paryemi askandita vrataha, is telling. I have taken a vow to travel and preach the Lord's glories. And he says, anugrahan mahavishnor, by the grace of the Supreme Lord, avighata gati kvachit. And my movements are unimpeded by anyone or anything. I can always go around glorifying the Lord. Not only that, the Lord himself gave me a veena as a gift. Devadattam imam veenam swara brahma vibhushitam murchayitva harikatam gayamanascharamyaham. So Lord has given me this veena with which I sing his glories, and transcendental swaras are released from this. The sa 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 re 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 ga 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 ma 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 pa 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 da 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 ni 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 sa 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 sa. So he sings on the, he plays on the veena and he is singing Krishna's glories like this. And I travel from place to place telling the living entities, reminding them of the Supreme Lord. And he says that gaya manas charami. Charami means I move around different places. So in this way, Narada is very dear to the living entities also, and he is very dear to the Lord's heart also. And he is one of the super devotees, supreme devotees, whose heart sometimes even Lord cannot understand what plan with which this fellow has come. So you will find, just like the coward boy sometimes can tease Krishna, similarly Narada can create pastimes in the spiritual world, in the Lord's circle, that ultimately delight the Lord and the devotees. So he is that class of devotee, Narada. So, and that Narada is born from the deliberation of Brahma now, and Narada is a great gift to this world also, because this world requires Paribrajakacharyas like Narada. Narada produced innumerable devotees like Prahalad and Dhruva and Prachana Parishadir. You read Narada's name again and again in the scriptures, over and over, again and again. And our Sampradaya also, he is our Sampradaya Acharya. And we are very fortunate to come in his line, because he has set a very high role model example for all of us. How he purely represented Krishna, and he has been representing and going around and preaching. So Prabhupada delights in glorifying Narada in many, many places. You would see that. I only spoke a small drop of what Prabhupada says about Narada in his writings. Shri Narada Muni ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Kantrachyamad Bhagavatam ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki. Thank you very much. See, one quick point. When Lalita is sitting in the swing with Krishna and swinging, Radharani's happiness increases 10 million times. When Radhaji is sitting with Krishna and swinging, then the gopi's happiness increases 10 million times. So why in this particular pastime, it appears that, you know, Radharani is crying, and when Krishna is Krishna is swinging with Lalita, not that she has some problem of competition or envy with Lalita. It is only because she felt that Krishna doesn't want me. I am not wanted. You know, Krishna has forgotten me. She has no competition with Lalita. But this kind of sometimes pastimes, Narada Muni, these are all high-level pastimes. These are actually pastimes also, there are different degrees of pastimes also. Some are basic Shantirati pastimes. Some are Dasarati pastimes. Some are Sakya. So this is in Madhurya, and also in Madhurya also, it's a very, very special pastime. So Narada Muni can... you can imagine, he can agitate the mind of Lord and Radhaji and all the gopis, churn their hearts in such a way that the intensity of their love for each other is increased exponentially. These kind of pastimes are like that. Actually, and that is how the spiritual world is a very special place, because In the material world also you will see, you know, when a man and woman marry, in the beginning there is attraction for the body. But gradually they understand that rubbing of two animated bodies can never give joy eventually. They'll get bored with that. Then they are attracted to child. But over a period of time, anybody in this world can understand that which gives us the greatest joy are the emotions in our heart, which comes in exchange with someone whom we love. So the spiritual world is characterized by rich exchange of emotions between Lord and the devotees, Lord and his servitors, in various rasas. And Narada Muni is an expert personality who has written Narada Bhakti Sutra. He knows the Bhakti Rasa movements, which is like an unimpeded wave, because of which he takes part in the Lord's pastimes, and delighting Lord and the devotees like this. Jai Narada Muni ki.